For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So Pacome Dottier, apparently he is 6'8", and he's from France. The Knicks are selecting him with their pick right now, number 25. This pick shocks me because it's not somebody that I expected, and I can't lie. I don't really know much about this kid. I don't know who this kid is. This is the kid from France, Pacome Dottier, with the number 25th pick. That's the Knicks, and that's who they drafted. Again, he's 6'8", and I don't know a lot about him. Hopefully, we can get some more information about him. Okay, so we have information here from Swiss Culture, who says the 18-year-old NBA draft prospect, Pacome, has been climbing the mock drafts and is projected to be selected in the first round, measured just at 6'8", without shoes, and with a 36-inch vertical, spaces the floor, and he can also create his own shot. As of right now, as you can see, everybody's saying, welcome home, Pacome Diate. And again, he's drafted with the number 25 pick. And oh my goodness, guys, it's going to take me maybe about 5 to 7 weeks to get this kid's name right. So we're looking at some comparisons. Apparently, Draft Net's comparison for the NBA in terms of Pacome Diate is Jaime Jaquez Jr. And if that's the case, if that's the comparison, I will take it any day of the week. Are you seeing this, guys? Are you seeing this? They're saying his player comp, the Knicks player we just drafted, Pacome Diate, his player comp is Jaime Jaquez Jr. And if that's the case, the Knicks have just hit a home run in the draft. Again, I don't know much about this kid in terms of his game, his style of play. I really didn't hear too much about him. But if the Knicks are getting a player like that in terms of that level of skill, maybe he doesn't go overseas. Maybe he does stay on the bench and rides the bench. And then when we need him, he comes in and plays. So let's listen to our new draft pick for the New York Knicks and Pacome Diate on meeting Tom Thibodeau and also being drafted by the Knicks. So let's hear what they got to say. We're going to full screen this. All right, let's pause that so you guys can hear what we got to say here. Let's keep it going.
No, on a personal level, anybody with the organization, any players on the team, and in that workout, did you get any face-to-face time with Tibbs at all and get to know him on any level? What are your expectations there?
Yeah, I don't know anybody like personally in the team, but I talked with the coach, it was nice to see him. You know, I'm used to seeing him on TV, so it was a little different.
Ah, he watching. Watching, guys.
Any other questions for Pacome?
Well, but as you can see here, here's your little draft pick. Okay, you got a jumper. Look at that. Oh, like that dunk. These are highlights, though, so every highlight's going to look good. All right, not a bad shot. Not a bad drive-in game. All right, pick and pop maybe could work. He has a nice mid-range, though. I like that shot in the mid-range. Does he always do that? Yep, it's in the same corner, too. From the same corner, look. Okay, and he can run it, too. He can run it. So as you can see, this kid can shoot from the mid-range. This kid can definitely run the floor. And my goodness, when he's open inside the paint, he can just run through and do it. I'm replaying it back a couple of times for anybody who didn't, you know, see the full 30 seconds here. But this kid is good. I like his tape. I like his mid-range shot. Look at that shot. Look, boom, splash. That's a pretty good shot. He does it every time, too. Same spot. Different spot of the court, but more or less the same. Look at that. Run the floor so well. That's a very good. I'm telling you, man. That was pretty good tape right there. I don't know what you guys have to think. All right. So, guys, this is Ian Bagley and what he had to say about the Knicks and what they were doing during draft night. So, we're going to watch the following. Enjoy from the following from Ian Bagley.
If you've been paying attention to Leon Rose's front office, you shouldn't be surprised about what happened on draft night in the first round here. Knicks trading out of the first round with one of their picks, obtaining 5 future second-round picks from Oklahoma City, and then taking Pacome Dottier, with their other first round pick, potential draft and stash. He says he plans to come over to the NBA next season, but I don't think anything has been fully determined there yet. So by doing these moves, by trading out of the first round and then trading and then picking up Daddy, a potential draft and stash, the Knicks can save as much as $3 million in team salary for 24-25. And that's significant because with OG Anunoby, his starting salary should be around $36 million if it's a traditional ascending contract. And then the Knicks, that leaves them with not a ton of room under the first apron. We don't know yet if they're going to be hard capped at the first apron, but if that's how it ends up after the Mikal Bridges trade, every dollar counts for the Knicks because they're going to have to use some money to sign several players and fill out this roster.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
To Isaiah Hartenstein, if the Knicks are hard capped at that first apron, obviously this $3 million saved on draft night allows the Knicks to get closer to the max that they can offer Hartenstein, although I think they would still have to shed some salary to be able to offer him his full max, which is $16.2 million, I believe, in the first year, and to add Anunoby. So keep an eye out on the final details of that Bridges trade. That's going to matter for the Knicks and their future salary. But tonight, they did save some money for some future moves.
So as you can see here, and shout out to Ian Bagley for giving us the following update on it. He basically gave us an update on why the Knicks did what they did here in regards to the draft and what they did in regards to their pick that they had in the draft with number 25. And according to Diate, he apparently thinks he's going to play in the NBA. He's not going to be a draft and stash. Only time will tell to see if that happens. But as of right now, the Knicks made this deal. They traded out of the first round pick because they needed the extra cash to sign other players, significant players on this team. We're talking about not OG Anunoby, because I think that OG Anunoby deal already happened. So I'm not putting that into that. But what I will say, though, and what I can say, though, is that the Knicks making sure that they save as much money as possible to make sure that they sign only second round players likely, because those players are going to cost less. So that makes sure they have more money to give iHeart. That tells you what their priorities are. They're looking to re-sign iHeart. That's the number one goal. That's why they made every single move they made tonight. After getting OG Anunoby and getting it to re-sign, and obviously trading for Mikal Bridges, the last piece of the entire puzzle is re-signing Isaiah Hartenstein. And if he's the last part of the puzzle, then you need to make sure to re-sign him, and you have to give yourself enough flexibility and enough money to do so. And I think that's exactly what the Knicks are doing here. Once the Knicks re-sign iHeart, their plans are going to be make the most trades they can possibly make, stay as under the second apron or first apron as much as they can, and make sure they utilize all the picks that they have to fill the void on the roster that can help this Knicks team get better each and every single season moving forward. Because that's the goal. That's what they need to be, and that's what they need to do. Every single move, well, most of the moves, I should say, that Leon Rose has made for this franchise, at some point in time, has helped us down the road. So even though a lot of us don't like the fact that Leon Rose traded out of the first round, I think the fact that he did it was for a good reason. What that reason is, we're really not going to know the full scope. Maybe it is just money, but if it is just money and the Knicks re-sign Iheart, then I think you have to give Leon Rose some praise. But if it's something else, maybe they're going after another player or they just want to have some flexibility. I think we owe it to Leon Rose at this point, after pulling off all of the heists that he's been pulling off, to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what? Maybe it wasn't a great move, but I'll wait and see how it plays out. That's exactly what I'm doing. I love the direction and I love our front office. I haven't loved so many things for the Knicks since my dad was still alive and he was watching the Knicks with me back in 98 and 99. I got to go back to those days. It was an incredible time to be a Knicks fan back then. We suffered a lot. I suffered so much. But now, today, it kind of all feels worth it because we finally have a roster that can compete with anybody, go toe-to-toe with anybody, beat anybody. We wouldn't have been able to do that. Literally, we would have not been able to do that if we made the wrong adjustments, if we didn't right the ship and make the right moves. And that's why you have to trust in Leon Rose. He did the impossible. He got his OG. He got us Mikal Bridges. He kept the core together. And yes, he gave away a lot of picks. But in the process, he still gave you one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. And he's still not done making moves. What? He's still not done making moves. He has more moves to make. And those moves could set us up for even better years to come. That's why we can't say that this trade he did on draft night tonight was bad, because it hasn't played out yet. We have to wait and see. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knicks fans, and until next time, peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.